Jesus' name, beloved of God. The scripture readings during Lent have been described as the struggle with Satan, whether referring to Adam's descendants struggling or to the last Adam, whom we see in Luke 4, the first verse. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Where there are mountains, there are valleys. What goes up must come down. So we're not surprised, are we, to see that right after the heavens were opened at Jesus' baptism and the Spirit descended on him in the shape of a dove, the path then leads to the wilderness. What is surprising is that Jesus is filled with the Spirit when this happens, that the Spirit leads him into the wilderness. Sometimes we're tempted to think that if only we could be filled with the Spirit, then all problems would be solved and life would be an endless string of successes. But Stephen was full of the Spirit when they dragged him out of the city and stoned him to death. And here we find the Son of God himself being led by the Spirit into a wilderness, to hunger, to thirst, to discomfort, to danger, to wild beasts, to temptation. Why would the Spirit do this? An obvious reason is that it was part of Jesus' purpose and goal in life. He came into this world to be the last Adam, to succeed where the first Adam failed, to destroy the works of the devil. So now he's led to a confrontation with the evil one. And not in a garden where he could eat of all the trees, but in a wilderness where the temptation would be accentuated even more. There in the wilderness, our representative, Jesus, successfully faced the heat, the dryness, the discomfort. Anyone can be pleasant, kind, thoughtful, faithful, and loving when things are going well. But when the heat is on, when things are not going so well, that is often when painted on faith peels away and the ugliness beneath is seen. How beautiful our Savior remained. In the wilderness, Jesus faced the temptation to take the easy way to honor and glory by bowing down to the devil, just this once, of course. How much easier it might be to accomplish good in the world if the world would only honor us and do as we said. How many problems might not be solved if we only had some of that glittering glory of the kingdoms stored up in our bank account? How good this must have sounded to the one who faced being despised and rejected of men. But standing between Jesus and this way out of suffering was the Spirit's word, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." If Jesus had to give up one word of God for the better way, then it was no better way. The devil even tried to turn Jesus' own faithfulness against him. It's so great to find someone following God's every word, but wouldn't it do a lot more good if you didn't hide it in your own little corner? You should let your faith shine more. You know, Lord, Lord, will take care of you. The Bible tells you so. Why don't you act on your faith and jump from here? And then the amazed crowds will flock to you. In all of these temptations, it was not great intellectual reasoning, but a simple word of God and trust by which our representative overcame the devil's temptations and took out the accusations against us. How about us? We've all been given the gift of the Spirit, haven't we? No one can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit supplies all our needs, and yet don't we at times find ourselves in the wilderness, hot and hungry and uncomfortable? When we're in a tight spot, doesn't the easy way out look even more attractive? And when we have overcome temptations, doesn't it seem natural to glory just a little in our conservative Lutheran faith? Why does the Lord's Spirit permit all these trials to come upon us? Well, it has also to do with our purpose and goal in life, doesn't it? When we pass through times of hunger and suffering, illness and sorrow, such times may make the easy way of bowing down to Satan look good. But the Lord may use just such times to disillusion us about those things we were tempted to trust in, to knock the broken crutch from under us before we fall and the jagged end stabs us. He may also use those times of drought and dryness and not some glittering show to let the light of His faithfulness shine through so that His name may be glorified and the word of His grace may be brought to others who see. In short, when we're led by the Spirit of God, He is indeed leading to success. He is leading us to a Savior who is able to sympathize with us in our weakness. For He was tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. For all the times that we have fallen, He stood upright every day on this earth. For every time we have succumbed to temptation, He succumbed to the cross. And now He gives us His Spirit to lead us to God's own forgiveness in His dear Son. And yes, through the valley of the shadow of death, to the resurrection of the body, to life everlasting. The world may judge us unsuccessful by its wispy standard, but the Spirit of Christ truly leads to an eternal, undefeated season. Amen.